That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey, it's Jen and Julian. You are listening to Episode 5, Season 2 of X Appeal.
Yeah, how's your hair?
How's your hair feeling there, Jules?
Good. You know, got them curls.
You got them curls? How long are you going to grow your hair out?
I just cut them.
What?
I just cut them like last week.
Oh, so you're just going to, because you go from like, I want to have it short.
Yeah.
To like, I'm going to be.
Like a Jufro.
Yeah, I don't know if that's politically correct.
I have Jewish in me. My dad's Jewish. I'm allowed to say Jufro.
Really? I didn't know that you were partially, you were in the tribe.
My dad is fully Iranian Jewish.
So. Oh, well, see, that was me being a little presumptuous.
There you go. Always the white people. Well, I thought you can't say that. Always the white people. I'm keeping it like this. I'm trying to honestly. If I had a better hairline, I would shave my head.
Okay, this is a sore subject for you.
Yeah,
I feel like your hairline is something that's.
I hate it.
It's triggering.
I hate it.
Why do you hate it? You have a fine hairline.
No, it's not straight enough. I want a very straight.
Oh my god! Wow! Hairline. Wow!
I mean, I do have good hair, so I'll take my wins where I can.
Oh my god.
I thought I had something like interesting that happened this week, but no.
I feel dead inside. I'm not gonna lie. I am so beyond tired. Like I feel like I'm a pretty witty person. I'm pretty quick witted, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like pretty fast on my feet. I have no brain cells left.
Why?
This baby's been keeping me up almost all night every night because he's teething.
Oh.
And now he's like in a little bit of pain, so I have to drug him out with Tylenol. It's not really.
What about you know how like the dogs when they tease you give them like those like chewy things you can't give one of them?
We do, but he's still like at night. It doesn't help at night. Yeah. We give him like we freeze teething toys for him to suck on and chew on, like the rubber toys.
Because, I mean, like, drugging your baby with Tylenol, that doesn't sound very good.
I live with a doctor. His father is a doctor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's fine. He's fine. We give him the recommended dose for his weight and his age.
Okay.
So, he's doing fine. It's just, you know, it's more of like a headache for us because he's just been getting no sleep.
Listen, if it makes you feel better, I've been getting sleep, but I wake up still tired.
You wake up still tired?
Yeah, I think there's something going on because it's
oh,
like.
Oh no! You think you got a little, maybe like a little bit of.
No! I mean, everybody like around me is just like sleep, but like restless sleep for some reason.
Do you have restless leg syndrome?
I don't know what that is, but I mean, I sleep.
It's a thing. I'm not sure if I really believe in it, but apparently, it's like when your legs just won't stop. You can't stop moving your legs.
No, they don't move. That's okay. Not it. That's not it. Apparently, I mean, you could try this. There's a tip I saw on TikTok, which is a Navy says, like the way they do their naps is they lay on the floor and then put their leg up for 8 minutes, and that's supposed to you really feel like it's supposed to feel brand new. So
really,
yeah, like not up straight, but like up like this, you know,
like for like you could try it.
Yeah. Like you can do it. Like if you have a couch. You go on the floor, back on the floor, and then you put your legs on the couch so you get your legs are kind of bent 90 degrees. And he says that that's how the Navy, like when they don't get no sleep, that's how they kind of stay awake. Mm. They do 8 minutes. So
try it.
Try that right now.
Desperate times.
We'll watch you. Try it out.
No. No, I'm not doing that.
I think we had like two questions, right? Yeah, that we're doing today.
Oh yeah, so today's episode we're doing questions of the audience.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the questions. I actually don't have the questions, but yes, I know that one of them is really good.
Yeah. So Grace asks, what are your biggest red flags? Like, what do you see as a red flag when dating?
Okay.
And what is not a red flag? God.
I know. A red flag, a big red flag, which has been always like it has never let me down, has been to pay attention to the way that the guy talks about the women in his life, whether it's like his mother, his sister, or how they talk about past relationships.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to like love all of your ex-girlfriends or, you know, be friends with any of your ex-girlfriends, but like if you start calling them a bitch and a this and a that, you know, that just kind of shows you overall how much respect a man has for a woman in that particular.
So what if she cheated on him with his best friend? And then he's like, yeah, well, my ex was cool, but she's kind of a bitch because she cheated on me.
Okay, but like, you know, sure. I'm saying in general, like if you can't find anything nice to say about any of your exes, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Of course you can have, we've all dated some dicks and some bitches. Yeah. That's happened. And that's okay. But I've also dated some lovely people who I don't hate on.
Yeah. Rare.
So I think it's like you look for patterns. That's my thing, is like look for patterns.
Just that. That's fairly simple. So basically,
and also wash your bed sheets.
Yeah. How often?
Probably once every 2 weeks.
You see, I feel like there's no rule when it comes to bed sheets, right?
I know people who wash their sheets every day.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
You know, I'm more of a every week, 10 days.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a good average.
You know, depending also how
keep the funk away.
You've been in those sheets.
What?
It depends also how active you've been on those sheets.
Yeah, like what's happened?
Yeah, exactly.
If you get like a work, well, if you, okay, sure, sexual shit stuff, but if you get a workout in, you don't really have the energy to shower.
You might.
You're just like laying in your own sweat in bed.
Yeah. But that's pretty solid. Like,
it's never proven me wrong.
I guess, yeah. Also, like how they talk about, I feel like also, you know, their group of friends, like.
Yeah, you are who your friends are. You are who you hang out with, right?
Yeah, like from a guy's perspective, I know that like if I'm dating a girl and all her friends are like going to promoter dinners and at table service and on yachts that we don't know who the guy paid for, I might be like, oh, we might not be very compatible.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like, gold diggers. That's a big thing for you.
Yeah, it's a big thing. There's two things, two red flags. One of them is if I feel like my partner doesn't have my back.
Okay.
Right. So I'll give you an example. I was dating this girl and 4 years ago. And one day we went to a birthday party of one of her friends. And it was downtown, so I was driving. So I drove us. And so we go there, and they're giving out free weed. It was like this big influencer's birthday party. It was one of her close friends and whatever. And they're all drinking and stuff. Now, mind you, at the time, I was still on my green card, which, you know, obviously you don't want any, I don't know what are the rules, but you don't want any, like, big infraction or, like, big thing happening to you. And so I'm on the green card and I'm driving us. And so I go and I'm like, all right, well, she's like, okay, let's have a drink. I'm like, sure, I'll just have one because I'm driving. And
yeah.
Okay. So we have one. And then they start pulling out some weeds. Like, you want to smoke on this? I'm like, I'm like, just one hit. And she's constantly trying to like have me drink.
Pressure you.
Yeah. And eventually we go to a point where the birthday boy's like, hey guys, let's have a shot. So I'm like, I don't really want a shot. She's like, no, have a shot. So they pour me a shot. And then as everybody goes cheers and start to drink it, I do my old bartending move, which is basically you get your shot in the air. And then as you come down, you flick your wrist a little bit.
Yeah.
On the floor. And then you pretend to drink it. So I do it. And then boom, seamless. I don't drink any part of it. It's all on the floor. And then she looks at me in front of everyone. It's like, you didn't take the shot. You threw it on the floor. You didn't take the shot.
It's like, bitch, I was not taking the shot for a reason.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? You threw me
out. Yeah.
Supposed to be my...
Call me out.
My partner. You're supposed to be, like,
be on the same team.
Yeah, you should actually go out there and say, hey, I'm going to get you a water shot. Don't worry. Let's pretend. Like, you know?
Right.
So, that's the big red flag. And then, yeah, when you talk about gold diggers, I just hate, like, that things are being, like... a red flag is that it's like expecting me to just take care of everything constantly.
Yeah.
It's like, because then it does, if it feels like it's not appreciated, you know.
True. For me, another red flag would be like inconsistency, I guess.
Yeah.
In any arena. So like if you're inconsistent in your text messaging, if you're inconsistent in your mood. Like, you know, I don't want to be coming home and wondering who I'm going to be meeting at the door.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. I know that, like, you know, we all have our mood swings. We all have our good days and bad days. But you can pretty much count on somebody reacting a certain way to how you kind of react to them, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you can count on the same kind of like general response from that person, and you're not like constantly wondering like, oh my God, you know, I just don't like surprises every day from people like that. Because it gives me bad anxiety. I dealt with that in several really toxic relationships where it's like the unpredictability of how they would respond to certain things, like, I'm gonna go out with my girls tonight. Do you care? And sometimes them being like, yeah, no, go crazy. And then other times, you know, just being super controlling and not understanding and expecting me to, you know, want to hang out at home all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're right too with the behavior, in the sense of like, if you're dating someone, I feel, and they take like all of a sudden like 6 hours to answer.
Yeah.
Or are just not.
That tells, like, me something's up.
Yeah. Or like not like, also it's like, if I don't want to be the one constantly asking to do things, how about you say, Hey, would you want to do this? Like, why don't you kind of offer to, like, for us to hang out once in a while or plan something?
Yeah.
It's so funny because I feel like we're in a moment where in a place in society where there's way more equality on a lot of stuff, but there's still a lot of very old standards sometimes when it comes to dating.
Yeah, there are. Like the woman expecting the man to make the plans all the time.
Yeah.
And initiate like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Or, you know, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
To initiate like the first contact. I do think, and this is something that Jared brought up. We were having this conversation because one of my friends is kind of going through this, and he was like, well, he's like, you know, you just described that as being old school. He's like, there is an inherent problem with what you just said. It's old school. People are changing. Not everybody feels that way. So you can't hold people to those kinds of standards when, you know, like, you're living in the past or you're living in some antiquated time when maybe the person who you're dating doesn't feel that way because they've moved forward and they mm-hmm. kind of would love the woman to take the lead.
And there are men that still like old school. So I feel like if you're more of an old school mentality, then you should date somebody who's a bit more old school. And if you're a bit,
but you're not going to find that out until you
try it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, it's true. My buddy Mo always says some things like, you don't want old school. Why do you want old school? It's like, you know, like a lot of, like, he'll go on dates with girls and girls will be like, oh yeah, I'm very old fashioned. He's like, old school, old fashioned. You mean going back to the time where you had no right to speak at the table and when you were supposed to just clean the dishes and like, why do you want that when you considered lesser than,
like, let's go back to those poodle skirt days.
Yeah. It's like you're human just like anybody else. You should have the right to do whatever you want to do. And that comes as well with you sometimes taking the lead.
Yeah. What do you think about what are some like red flags when it comes to cell phone behavior? Like if the person never lets you see their phone, touch their phone, look at their phone, like even if it's just to like look at pictures.
No, I don't care. I don't care. The only thing is, if I know that somebody is always on their phone, but then they take 8 hours to answer, be like, oh my God, I'm so busy. Sorry, I didn't see this. That's the red flag. Like, you're on
like
your
that's phone. Like, that's you're full of shit.
Seven. Yeah. But yeah. I don't care. Honestly, it's your phone. You do whatever you want to keep it private. Keep it private. I'm not like, because at the end of the day, the way I see it, if somebody wants to hide something, they'll hide it and give you their phone password. It doesn't really mean much. And I also feel like in a relationship, it's nice to have a bit of privacy. You shouldn't necessarily be all up in each other's business. I like the idea of saying, hey, it's my little thing.
Yeah.
But what's your thing about the red flag about the...
Oh, phone? With the cell phones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a red flag.
What?
I think it's a red flag.
What
if,
is?
If the person doesn't ever let you, like... see their phone, like I kind of, and if they're texting and you ask who it is and they can't give you like a straight response.
Oh, but yeah, but that's, of course, that's a straight response.
But or if like if a text message asking, comes through and they immediately grab their phone.
Well, yeah, okay, well obviously, but like it's if they just are not necessarily want to share it and say, hey, here, look at my phone.
Yeah,
that's not necessarily a red flag.
No,
behavior around it.
Yeah, I think everyone should just have a password in their phone and call it a day.
Yeah, I think everybody does have a password on their phone. No, it's their face.
But you also have a backup password.
What?
Like a backup physical password that you have to, like a keypad where you have to plug in the numbers. You can't go by facial recognition anymore because fucking masks. That's why. Because masks.
No, they updated it.
I know they did.
So.
I know.
So there you go.
Just in time for the pandemic to be over. I knocked on wood.
All right, so we'll do the last question very quick, the second one.
I have a
Sam headache. Asks, how do you tell your friend the guy she's seeing doesn't see that into her? He keeps leading her on, does not text her well, does not seem interested at all.
I am going through this right now with a friend, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I've gone through it with multiple friends, like, you know. This is a good question. This is always a tricky, really tricky situation because you don't want to hurt the girl's feelings when she already feels hurt. My thing is, I always tell my friends, you know what your gut is telling you.
Yeah.
You're coming to me for advice, basically not advice, but just confirming what you already know, which is that, you know, he's lost interest. He's lost interest. And a lot of times it has nothing to do with who you are as a beautiful person. Who gives a fuck? He's not for you. He's not interested in you. He's not for you. I don't know. Like, so I usually try to build the girl up as opposed to focusing on the negative, like focusing on the, yeah, no, he's probably really not into you, girl. Like instead I say, he sounds like a real piece of shit. Like, let's move on. You know?
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, I'd do the same thing probably. I like point out the behaviors in that girl and I'd be like, bro, you don't want this.
Exactly. You don't want this. Yeah, yeah. Right. Right.
You don't want
focus
this.
On the positives, I would recommend and stay away from the negatives.
But honestly, I think I've said it a few times, like, okay, well, based on what she's doing, I'm sorry, man, but she's probably not into it. You should probably
And what's been, well, I feel like guys are going to have a less emotionally charged response than women do.
Yeah, yeah. And I think
when it comes to rejection,
we might be a little bit more straightforward with each other. Just be like, yeah, she's not into it, man. That's it. Move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so my friend right now, she's like going back and forth, whether things are going to work out with this guy that she's been seeing. They've gone on 4 dates in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And texting each other was pretty consistent at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now it's taking him like between 4 and 6 hours to respond to each text.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps on making up. He keeps on rescheduling dates.
They've been intimate yet?
No.
Not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, he's so, and like changing plans. So he said she kind of wanted to dive into like the sexual stuff, you know, or at least see if he was open to it. So she wanted to kind of schedule a little date over at his place, mm-hmm. For like a movie night or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, that particular night's not going to work for me. Like, I'm going to be super gassed from work. I won't be any fun. And then he suggested going over to her place. And her dog gets like fucking crazy when she's, you know, intimate with somebody. Yeah. So she's like, I don't want that experience to be the first.
Yeah.
So now she's like kind of going back and forth whether like he's even interested at all. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of balls in your court here. Like, just explain to him. This is what we do. Like, we agonize and overanalyze everything that happens whenever we get too invested in like a potential relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we analyze it until it's dead. Like, just talk to him. Maybe he'll say something to you that surprises you. Maybe he'll be more understanding than you give him credit for right now. So that was my advice to her, was just talk to him and like, but it does kind of seem like based on he's changing plans, based on he's taking 4 to 6 hours to respond to texts, that to me tells you he's losing interest.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But right? Like you said, like sometimes you ladies tend to overanalyze and get in your head about stuff when the actual reason is so simple. And it's just like, no, that's not what happened. It's just, that's the actual reason. But like, I agree with you. Maybe she should just ask him, be like, hey, look, you know, I'm kind of down to explore more.
Yeah.
But it seems like, you know, I've made the plans to try to come over so we could dive a little bit deeper, but you don't seem really interested. So I, you know, just want to say thanks and whatever. See how he reacts to that. Honesty.
Yeah.
Honesty and directness.
Honesty, directness, transparency, I think, is huge in a relationship or even in a potential relationship. It's like, cut the bullshit. We're almost 40 years old. Like,
no,
well, I'm almost 40 years old. She's like still in her early 30s.
And I'm not even close to 40 years.
Whatever. You will be though, but you will be.
I'm like so far from 40. I'm still considered 30s. So,
oh my God.
On your own in that group.
I'm still considered in my 30s.
No, you're considered early 40s now.
I feel like I'm in my 60s.
Oh, sure.
To be fair.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because lime green jackets, usually it's older people trying to be young. Try to be young and hip.
Yeah. This is a very short skirt that I'm wearing. Old heads don't wear skirts like this. Just so you know.
Okay.
Oh my God, I have a headache. I got to go take some Motrin. All right. That's listen. Yeah, like, I hope I'm going to go take a Motrin. Like the girl in my 30s that I am.
Like your baby who's taking Tylenol at like 6 months. It's the family thing. It's a family thing. You're a medicated family. That's awesome.
We're a medicated family.
That's all right. Well, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yep. Bye. Huda Media Production.